Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. And we are thrilled to have on the phone with us the president, not only of the River Falls Hospital, but also of Regina Hospital in Hastings. We welcome Helen Strike to KDWA. Helen, I have to say, it's so kind of you to give of your time because, I mean, one hospital to run is enough, I always tell you, but you have two. So to really to get this word out to people about all the good things going on in Hastings is really grateful. So we appreciate your time. How have you been?
Hi, great, Mo. Thank you. You know, I'm grateful too because it's not often in my life that I get a nice venue like you provide me to be able to be out in the community in a different way than in person or on team. So I really appreciate that.
Well, that's awfully gracious of you. Thank you so much. So Helen, I know last week you had some big news that was shared, and do you want to share that with our listeners and also some behind the scenes things that we might not know about?
I'd love to, Mo. Thanks. And last week we announced, well, a lot of positive things that are going to transpire over the next year with, I'll talk about in a minute, probably the toughest news was that we have made the decision to look at what are the services that we can continue to deliver at Regina, and we've made the really tough decision to close our family birth center. Over the last number of years, we've seen a declining birth rates across not just Hastings, but across Minnesota and the whole United States. But also we've seen our moms making different choices than delivering at Regina. There are lots of places and lots of great hospitals to deliver at, including the Mother Baby Center at United in St. Paul. And we have decided that it's best for our program that we keep care local with our physicians at our family practice, physicians who do obstetrics, as well as with our wonderful OBGYN doctors, this great team of providers that we have, that they will remain in Hastings and do pre- and postnatal care as well as gynecology care. But we will have to transition our deliveries to the Mother Baby Center at United and close our birth center on early February of 2022.
Well, I know that that is a loss, certainly for some of the people of the community that have, you know, have fond memories of being born in the Hastings Hospital. But I'll tell you, I delivered two babies at the United Birth Center, and they really know what they're doing up there as well. And you have the opportunity of having a NICU right there, or if something doesn't go as planned.
You know, Mo, we're really proud of our birth center team. They've been delivering thousands of babies for these past 67 years with the greatest experiences. I think we're one of the few hospitals that has a 100% patient satisfaction in our birth center. And so it's not about the type or the kind of care we've been delivering. It's really about where moms are choosing to deliver. And the majority of them are going outside of Hastings. You know, that one delivery location, just like you said about having a NICU, it really does ensure that we best serve our families with a broad array of services that may be needed during delivery or high-risk pregnancies. But all of our other services will remain at Regina and at our Alina Health Clinics in Hastings. And I truly hope that people will understand, and we will support our birth center staff in there to help, we hope, to keep them at Alina Health and make a smooth transition as we move forward.
Well, thank you for sharing that news. Yes, and we wish everyone the best as they do transition to some other opportunities within Alina. So, Helen, you and I have chatted for months, actually for years, over a year, about COVID. And it's something that continues to obviously be on the radar, even though we might not hear about it every day. But the last conversation we had was about the Delta variant. And I know that that is still around, you know, the Hastings school system, which we are a part of here at KDWA. They have gone back to masking because the numbers have been ticking up. What can you say about the Delta variant or COVID from your standpoint?
Oh, Mo, don't we all wish this would just go away?
Yes.
And leave us all alone to get back to normal. And that's not what viruses do, unfortunately. I just had my flu shot yesterday, and we're used to flu, having to get one every year to get a shot because the virus changes every year. Well, Delta's proving to be a tough one for the COVID virus. And you're right, it is causing all sorts of kerfuffle. The number of hospitalizations in Minnesota from COVID, of which the vast majority, I mean really all of the cases that require hospitalizations, and there's over 950 people in the hospital today in Minnesota with COVID. That's more patients than we've had since December of 2020 in hospitals in Minnesota. And this variant is causing trouble for our unvaccinated folks, the majority of those folks who are hospitalized are unvaccinated, and for our children. You might remember that I helped along the state with something called the Critical Care Coordination Center, and we've struggled this past couple months to find the beds that we seemed to be able to find last fall. Staffing has really impacted our ability to care for patients, and I know that there may be some of our listeners who actually have had surgeries canceled this past month, and that's not good for anyone. So the COVID virus has impacted us by filling our hospital beds again. People returning for care and sicker than they were before is impacting our beds. And then you know what, Mo, we've had a very difficult time with staffing. Our staff are tired, they're burned out, they're doing other things, they're changing jobs. And we are struggling to care for the same number of patients we did a year ago. And that's happening all across the state and the nation. For our kids, we have, you know, a significant issue of multiple viruses coming on earlier. And I know you've heard of kids who've got strep and RSV at the same time, or COVID and strep. And we have a lot of sick kiddos out there. And as a matter of fact, we've opened a week ago a critical care coordination center for pediatrics, and we've never done that before. So this is a different virus than it was a year ago, and it's impacting people, and I cannot express enough about how people have to get vaccinated. We can't stop these hospitalizations or variants unless people get vaccinated. So I hope we have some additional folks who are getting out there to get vaccinated every day in our communities.
And Helen, that is pretty easy to do at the Allina Clinic or other places around this area, isn't it?
It's readily available at Walgreens and CVS. It's available at our clinics. Yes, it's much easier than it ever has been. And so is the third dose of the Pfizer vaccine for those folks who qualify for the booster.
And I was just going to ask, what do you say about the booster? Should all of us that are vaccinated be looking to get that sometime before Christmas?
Well, right now, I think we still have a limit on who can get the COVID vaccine for a booster. I think you still have to be over 65 or have be immunocompromised or another reason to have it. So I'm hoping soon that we'll be able to open that up to everyone. We have opened the booster up to healthcare workers. So at Allina, and here at Regina, we're giving our staff the COVID Pfizer booster now for those who want it. You may know, too, that we have a mandatory vaccine program at Allina Health and at Regina, and I'm really proud to announce that we have 97% of our staff vaccinated at both Regina and River Falls hospitals. We've got a couple folks we're still talking with, and we may lose one or two because of their feelings about vaccines, but I'm very proud of all of our team members across Allina who have made the commitment for safety for our patients and for themselves.
That's a pretty impressive number, Helen. Congratulations.
Thank you.
As far as breakthrough cases go, I know people that I've just heard in conversations say, what is with this breakthrough? I was vaccinated. I thought I didn't have to worry about this.
Right.
I don't want to have to wear a mask. Why are we being asked to wear a mask if you're vaccinated? That's why I got the vaccination. What can you say to some of those comments?
Well, COVID has got its own mind, and this Delta variant is new and different, and we only know what we know when we see it, right, and what we can learn from it. So the Delta variant is much more virulent. It's 2 to 4 times more contagious than the variant we had, the Alpha variant, last year. It is causing breakthrough infections, but I can tell you, I know for sure that the vast majority of patients that are hospitalized in the state are those who are unvaccinated. And so we are seeing breakthrough cases. Yes, we are seeing some people get very sick with the breakthrough, but they are the minority. The majority of people who are very sick with COVID and requiring hospitalizations have not received the vaccine. So the vaccine's doing what it's supposed to do. Remember, it was only 95% effective, so that 5% is definitely causing an issue for some people, but it's still protecting people better than no vaccine at all.
So we are talking in the month of October, and I know one of the things that's fun to look forward to every year at Regina Hospital is the Tree of Life. Can you tell us about that, please?
Well, we're very excited this year to announce we're doing a Tree of Light Spectacular this year. Annette Walker has joined us at our Regina Foundation, and along with our foundation board and our Spirit of Regina committees, we have been planning a really fun activity for to try to lighten the mode and mood and try to help to try to show some kind of growing normalness, even though it'll be COVID friendly at the hospital and Regina Senior Living. Our foundation is a shared foundation between the hospital and the senior living, and so we are proud to be able to support both sides of our campus, which has been a delight. So the Tree of Light Spectacular will be a drive-through event around the circle at the north entrance of the hospital on the Nininger Road. And we will be asking, and we are right now out talking to folks and to companies to support trees in that area. There'll be an ability to have sponsorship of various sizes of trees with lots of lights. And we hope we create a spectacular event for our Hastings folks and those who love to travel outside to see Christmas lights. We're hoping we can have some great weather where we can have a little bit of snow, and that will be really cool closer to Christmas when we are planning some choirs and some singing events. We might even see a experience with Santa and Mrs. Claus.
Oh.
So we've got a lot coming forward, and something we're used to that one tree out the front on the campus, and I'm hopeful that our companies and sponsors will come forward and we'll have a Tree of Light Spectacular at the hospital this year to raise money for both the hospital and for the senior living community.
Oh, it sounds like a great event. And if people want to learn more, where can they go?
They can go on our website, on the Regina Foundation website, or they can contact Annette Walker directly.
So I also wanted to talk about Father Thomas F.A. O'Brien recently passed away. He was a retired priest with the St. Paul and Minneapolis Archdiocese. He was the chaplain at Regina Hospital for, I don't know how long, a couple years maybe, and he was only 68, so I know you wanted to acknowledge that loss.
Yes, we've lost a great friend in Father O'Brien for our residence at senior living and chaplaincy work at the hospital, and we were all very sad to hear of his passing, and you were telling me of what a delight he was in the community, and he was just as much a delight at the hospital and the senior living. Our residents and patients loved him, and he provided wonderful care, spiritual care for our patients and residents, and he'll be very sadly missed.
So on that same note, let's talk about Regina and your affiliation with the Archdiocese of St. Paul and Minneapolis. I know that Archbishop Hebda recently visited. Tell us about that, please.
Archbishop Hebda was here to visit yearly. He comes to the Regina campus and visits our Regina Healthcare Board, and we are able to fill him in on all of the work we've been doing over the year to support and sponsor Catholicity at Regina Hospital and at the senior living community. We had a great visit with him where he actually blessed a new private prayer and meditation space that we've opened at the hospital. As you know, we have the beautiful chapel in the senior living side, but we've learned a lot with COVID that we are sometimes not able to cross over into the senior living site. So in the response to many requests from our families and staff at the hospital, we created a very lovely small meditation and private prayer space within the hospital right across from the gift shop, and Archbishop Hebda blessed that with us, and we had a wonderful visit. he did also go up into following all the right precautions, visited some patients who requested to see him up on our med-surg unit and in our family birth center. It was wonderful to hear our patients say, oh, you've made my day today, Archbishop. So that was lovely to have him there. And then he went over and spent time with, again, in a very COVID positive way, friendly way. He visited with some of the residents and the staff at Benedictine Senior Living Community, and that was terrific. So it was a great day.
Oh, I bet it was a great day. And some people might panic wondering if their life is coming to an end if the Archbishop comes in. But he's really a people person, I know. So what can we do as the public to help Regina Hospital and to support Regina?
You know, I think in this early times of the birth center announcement, I can truly appreciate how difficult that is, not just for our staff who are feeling and having all of the concerns of that. But I know there are many people who have been born at Regina, and that it's a sad time for all that. So let's care for each other during this time, and we will try our very hardest to make sure that we make this a smooth transition and support our physicians and teammates who will be staying providing women's health care in Hastings. And that will be great if people can maintain their care here in the city. It will help us to sustain Regina. And I think the other thing is just please come and please use the hospital and our services. Please have your care at our clinics and with our specialists and with our primary care doctors. We want to serve our community, and we want to be here for many more than 67 more years to be able to keep care local in Hastings. So we all know that it's important to use our services. We have extremely high patient experience. We have wonderful people who care and deliver high quality care here. We have our bumps, of course, like everyone, but Regina has strengthened its safety and its quality over the years. And so we really appreciate if people would take the time to invest in our community and invest in the hospital.
Thank you so much. Helen Strike, she is the president of the Hastings Hospital, Regina Hospital, and also River Falls. And we so appreciate it when she comes and tells us all the good things going on. Thank you, Helen. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.